Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I am Cassandra Joe, the presenter of today's broadcast. Your host and speaker is Philip Singer of Gisapet. Today's topic of discussion is the power of the covenant. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless this ministry. Thank you.
I welcome all of our listeners to this apologetic broadcast blog radio. I know it has been for a long time that we have taken break. But to God be the glory. The creator of heavens and earth, the one that he is and there's no one beside him, commanded and they were established fast. Just as the presenters just said, the topic for today broadcast is the power of the covenant. The power of the covenant. I may not be able to thoroughly do justice to this very powerful topic because I believe it is by illumination, a divine illumination, that then we can get or grasp the meaning that the Lord Almighty, in His infinite mercy, will help us to understand His word for our blessing and to His glory and to the shame of our enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The power of the covenant. I would like to corroborate this topic in the scripture, the word of God, the Bible. And I will take the text in support of this topic from the book of Genesis, chapter 15, 8 to 18. Genesis, chapter 15, from verse 8 to 18. Philosopher said, experience informs intuition. Experience informs intuition. But does more than that. Experience sets the frame within we analyze and interpret what we perceive. Experience informs intuition. Experience does not necessarily mean that is the only way it can be done. But experience encourages us by informing our intuition that past or something similar to this thing like this happened, and there is a way the problem was solved. And that is why I said that experience informs intuition, but does more than that. experience explains how things were done, as well as give you courage, give similar problem, or the similar problem that what we think is problem is not necessarily mean the problem, but the solution is the problem. Therefore, experience is a real powerful tool for me to know and be able to believe that to every problem, there is always solution, though you might not know. And that is why he said experience sets the frame within, analyze and interpret what we perceive. That is what I just said. Now, the power of the covenant. What is covenant? A covenant can be a binding agreement or a suit to recover damages for violation of a such a bond or contract. A sealed or a signed written agreement between two or more parties to perform some action, such as to defend a religious effect. And the covenants always enter into, and it must be formal. I would like us to know that there is a slight difference between promises and covenant. Oftentimes, we always misinterpret promises or equate covenant with promises. Based on the text that I've mentioned before, Genesis 15, in fact, the word covenant first appeared in the Bible at this chapter. We will know that covenant is a little bit stronger than promises. Promises can be reversible without any serious consequences, but covenant is irreversible. You know, during my research, I just said promises is a declaration, an undertaking, assuring that one will or will not do something. Promises could be a vow. Promises also could be conditional or unconditional. And it requires a commitment. Promises could be to afford a basis for expectations. But when we come to a covenant is a binding agreement between two or more people. Covenant, promises. We are living in a system of free will, or let me say in simplicity, democratic system of government, in which the candidate seeking for an office always make promises, which I always call political statements. But oftentimes, we promises they made when they were campaigning and seeking votes from the electorate, they never fulfill it. It is a political statement preparing somebody even for something they cannot carry out. But when we talk about covenant, this is more superior than even the promises. Covenant is a binding agreement. It could be between two or more people. Covenants, as we know, and as I believe, God created heaven, that is, when we talk about the image of God, we have the traditional views that God's image is with certain moral, ethical, and intellectual abilities. God is spirit. Therefore, no one can see a spirit. But when we talk about the image of God, moral, ethical, and intellectual abilities that every human being possesses give us the belief that God is existing. Though we cannot see him, but can be apprehended in his own image with these three attributes based on human traditional view. Because man possesses of what we call emotion, intellect, and the will, which we can say it has to do with the mind and the heart. And obviously, we know that there is reason and a logical rational or illogical rationality within the mind and the heart. I don't want to talk too much in the deep philosophy because we want to quickly have the power, the understanding of the power of the covenant, which I believe when we understand the one that have entered into covenant with his own creature, and if we can just place our trust in him, then we should not fear of what on within the physical realm. I say God is spirit. And therefore no one can see a spirit. Then I say God created man in his own image. Then the question arises, how do you know? Well, you can't see the spirit. And you are telling me we are the image. Just like I said, there is a certain moral, there is a certain ethical and intellectual ability. Just as we know that the image of magnet and gravity can never be made, but possesses certain characteristic effect that distinguishes them. Magnet and gravity possess, no one can present how the image of gravity, no scientist. But because we cannot graphically or symbolically represent them, though we might use some calculus, but they possess characteristics, effect that distinguish the effect of gravity from magnet. Question arises, why covenant? Why not just simply settle with promises? Then I want to read from that text, Genesis chapter 15. I will quickly read from verse 8 to 18. Genesis 15, verse 8, and he said, Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it? You know, I take your pardon, when you read from verse 1 of the same chapter, that is Genesis 15, because I want us to understand what I'm talking about in verse 8. Verse 1 said, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. But Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? Abram said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. That is Abraham's perception. We cannot be judgmental of Abraham. We are all the same human being. Then I will read from verse 8 now. And he said, Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it? So he said to him, bring me a three-year-old ewe, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Then he brought all these to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite the other, but he did not cut the balls in two. And when the vultures came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. Now, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him. Then he said to Abram, know certainly that your descendants will be stranger in a land that is not here, and we serve them, and we will afflict them for 100 years, and also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. Afterward, they shall come out with great possession. Now, as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age, but in the fourth generation, they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. And it came to pass, when the sun was set down, and it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those pieces. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to your descendant, I've given this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the covenant. The question arises, Abraham said, and I know. The text suggests Abraham was asking the Lord for a commemorating sign of his promise. You know, God was promising Abraham, because when you graduate from promises, you graduate to a covenant, which is irrevocable. The Bible said, for two by two, two immutable things, that is impossible for God to lie. Abraham had only to prepare the sacrifice and bring it. You know, the question that Abraham has, how shall I know, does not necessarily mean that he was troubled by unbelief. He believed the word of God. Just like me and you believe the word of God. We believe sometimes that the problem we are going through definitely have the solution. Sometimes we think that because we don't know the solution, or because we just relegated ourselves, that we are not in position to get it solved. We believe, but we do not faithfully or forcefully, boldly confront it and look into it in the perspective of divine God Almighty. So the same thing was happening to Abraham. You know, the Bible said, Abraham brought what God asked him to bring, because covenant demanded some material to consummate that covenant, to consummate the binding. It's beyond the agreement that you sign when you were trying to buy a house in Western World, when you go to True Mortgage, and then when something happens, somebody without your knowledge can forge your signature, and just one way, or by crook or by fraud, take what you have, even have, without your own consent. But when we are talking about covenant, there is a very powerful consequence for the breach of that covenant, in which is more than what we know as a legal procedure. Everyone believe God, but he wants a significant commemorative sign. And God Almighty knows the heart of man, that we are weak. He knew that both the mind and the heart sometimes have different reasons that conflict each other. But to show the supremacy, the Bible said, God commanded Abraham to bring some material for covenant. And Abraham was watching it. But with the limitation of humanity, when it is time to seal the covenant, the Bible says in verse 12 that now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham, and behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him. You see why I said that for a believer in Jesus Christ that applies their trust and victory in the Lord God of hosts, we do not have to worry than what our carnal flesh can worry our effort can do. Most of the time, we have to cast ourselves into the mercy of God, the one that his covenant is irrevocable. You know, verse 17 said, and it came to pass when the sun went down, and it was dark, that behold, here appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those pieces. the river of Egypt, to the great river, to the river Euphrates. Covenant between two or more require, as God passed through, the two sacrifices. Abraham was also required to pass through. But you know, because of the limitation, Abraham could not. That is the reason why when we remember the covenant of God with us as his as somebody who believes in him, we should know that there will be a time that we cannot do anything on our own. But by casting our mercy in his covenant and just wait for him to divide what is victory for us. The covenant. When we talk about promises, which always speak of future, covenant always speak of future commitment, also must be met in the covenant intimacy, effort, when you violate it, but like Abraham, he could not perform his own part. But that does not stop God, that he will not fulfill what he has promised Abraham by covenant. We have to know that by believing in God and know that his covenant is irrevocable, we must be able to have our peace in him. 2 Samuel chapter 9 from verse 6 and 7, you will see the power of covenant. Thank you for listening. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on December 7th, 2014, on which the topic will be Bless the Lord, O My Soul, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in and may God bless you. Thank you.